need your daily fix of women's mixed martial arts? From the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship, be in the loop, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your fix in women's MMA with Got You Covered on Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Okay, we're now into our final segment, and what are we going to talk about?
Well, we were going to wrap it up, and then we realized that my confusion earlier reminded us that we had more to talk about, and we had to talk about UFC Fight Night, the one that was in Glasgow.
It is crazy that we almost forgot that bad boy.
I'm telling you, I watched so much MMA last weekend that my brain just kind of froze up.
When you think about it with me, I mean, I watched... I believe.
Yeah, you watched it even more than I did.
Let's see. I watched Dana White's Contender Series. I watched the UFC event. I watched the Bellator event. I watched the Invicta event. I think I watched BAM. And then there was another promotion. There was another Asian promotion that I watched.
See, now I feel even worse for getting my fights mixed up because I watched, you know, like a quarter of what you watched.
I watched.
Or an eighth of what you watched, and I still got them confused. But.
Yes, I watched a lot. As a matter of fact, speaking of ONE Championship, I even went back and watched a previous ONE Championship event as well. I need a 12-step program.
Your commitment to your craft is impressive, sir.
Impression, yes, that's what it is.
So, at any rate, what I was thinking of earlier when I was talking about Invicta was I was actually thinking of the Glasgow fight between Joanne Calderwood and Cynthia Calvillo, and that it was a very close fight, but that Cynthia Calvillo did win it, and Joanne Calderwood... I think was a little upset about that she felt like she probably won that fight.
Okay. First off.
And it sucks when you lose in your hometown.
Yes. I mean, and it's always tough. I would never fight at home. I always have this whole thing where it's like, do not go home and fight. You just have there's too much pressure. You know, you're always forced to press because you want to look impressive in front of your friends and family.
Too many distractions with
there's just way too many distractions. I've never been a fan of a fighter going home and fight. Stay away from home. And there's a lot of exceptions. There's examples of fighters really, you know, blowing it by, you know, trying to do too much. But this wasn't the case. First off, both of these fighters, when you just look at these two fighters, you don't really... You know, I never look at Joanne Calderwood and say, there's a fighter. You don't look at her as a fighter at all, but she's the real deal. This woman is as tough and as active as you can get. You know, she has proven herself time and time again. She has kind of a bit of a mousy voice. And
I say she's so soft-spoken. It just makes me think, like, she should be in a movie plot because she'd be so soft-spoken and the bullies would be picking on her and then she would just kick the snot out of them.
I would not want to be a bully that would walk in and mess with Joanne Calderwood because the woman, she throws punches and bunches. Her combinations are crisp and really on point. Every time I see her, she's getting better and better and better. And then she was in the ring with what I'm going to call the freak.
I thought you were going to call her the spider monkey.
I don't even call her by her name. I'm like the spider monkey. This woman, and let everybody know who I'm talking about.
Cynthia Calvillo.
All I can do, whenever I see, like, Cynthia Calvillo... She said it better than, you know, it's the perfect description of her fighting style. when she's on the mat, she feels like she's a shark in the ocean. It's a thing of beauty watching this woman fight on the ground. Now, the one thing with this fight that I thought Joanne Calderwood did a really good job of is staying off the mat.
Second round, they didn't even go to the mat once. I couldn't figure out what was going on with Calvillo's corner and Calvillo. And I was like, come on, you've got to take her down. I mean, you kick butt on the ground.
That was, I mean, in my opinion, that all came down to Joanne Calderwood's footwork. I thought she fought a pretty good fight. An impressive strategy. The only thing, you know, when you look at the first round, I had her winning the first round up until the last minute,
mm-hmm.
where Calvillo took her to the ground, and you could tell it was a massive difference in fighters.
She was literally saved by the bell because she would have been choked out, I think, had the bell not sounded.
And you know, if it wasn't for that last 30 seconds of that round, I give round one to Joanne Calderwood. And I can understand why Joanne Calderwood was upset about losing the fight.
Because mm-hmm. I'd say she won round two.
Yes. Here's the thing. I will go as far as to say that with the exception of a minute and a half of all three, I mean, of the fight, I had Joanne with a slight edge over her throughout the fight, but she lost the first round because of what happened in the last 30 seconds of the fight, I mean, of that round. I thought by close decision, round two, it was totally stand-up, but it was very close, but I had Calderwood winning that round . So I had it 1-1, and then it rolled into round three, and, you know, Calderwood was throwing combinations, you know, moving, and she was, in my book, she was clearly winning round three. The big difference is she wasn't dominating the rounds by a large margin. So once again, with like 30 to 45 seconds left in the fight, she gets taken to the ground. You got the great white shark in the water, and it's just like she eats her alive in the water, and she loses that round at the very end of the fight. I mean, at the very end of the round, at the end of the fight, which gave it 2-1 on my scorecard. And I had, you know, this phenom of, you know, this is only her, this was her fifth fight?
Yes, I believe
this
so.
This is her fifth fight.
Fifth or sixth? Cause no, I think this was 5-0?
Maybe this was her sixth fight. This woman is climbing the ranks fast. She's scary. She's Khabib scary. You know, when I, and I always say, you know, when I look at Conor McGregor and I say, you know, Conor can, in my book, Conor can keep doing everything he's doing, just stay away from Khabib. Well, she's scary like that. Khabib and her, when you get on the ground, you know, they're just, both of them are like freak of nature. And, you know, the thing about it is when you look at her, Cynthia Calvillo, and she walks to the ring, she's so comfortable. This woman has five fights and an impressive, you know, she had some amateur fights and things, but she's super comfortable. She's been on the biggest stage and it hasn't fazed her, which makes it so that when she gets to the, you know, Calderwood was the first big name that she's fought, but there's her next fight's going to be bigger and the next one, you know, with this being her sixth fight. I honestly could make a case that she's two fights from fighting Joanna Jędrzejczyk. That's how close that's how fast she's moving up the rank, and that's how impressive she's been. This is a setback for Calderwood, but she's a tough fighter, and she has a chance to really make a mark on the strawweight division as well. What's your take?
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
I mean, I thought it was a great fight. I thought the one judge had it 30-27, and I didn't agree with that. But
who did you have winning first off? Because the rounds were so close.
They were close, but I did have Calvillo winning just because of those incredibly impressive takedowns and how she dominated on the ground. And I think Joanne dominated when they were standing up, but not to the extent that it outweighed that.
Yeah, that's kind of my take. So you do agree with the decision?
I do.
The other thing that I was
impressed...
But I
can understand why Calderwood would be upset and think that she won. And, you know, I mean...
Oh, yes. I could totally see, you know... As a matter of fact, I was worried for Calvia. I'm like, wait a minute. You are going to... You're going to Europe to fight a European fighter in her home country, you know, and you're stealing rounds at the very end. If that fight would have been scored the opposite, two rounds to one for Calderwood, you know, I'd be disappointed, but I wouldn't have been shocked.
Right.
So I can understand why she was upset.
I absolutely understand. Did you want to talk about the other women's fight on that? It was on the early card.
On the early prelims, there was another fight, and it was, you know, it was interesting. Give me the names. I cannot remember.
It was Leslie Smith versus Amanda Lemos. And
okay.
It was a second round TKO.
Absolutely. Okay, here's the thing that I was really impressed with when it comes to this fight. When the fight started out, you know, I looked around and I was watching the fight. What's her name? Amanda Lemos. She had amazing footwork. You could tell she started out as a boxer. There was no mistaking the fact that she was a boxer. She was firing shots at angles, you know. One of the mistakes I think she had was she constantly kept her guard down, which early in the fight was not an issue. She was, you know, because she was landing shots. But the thing with Leslie Smith, if anyone's seen Leslie Smith fight, Leslie Smith is this little tiny bulldozer, and she's just going to keep on plowing forward and keep on going forward and keep on going forward. And, you know, what happened was Lemos, she ended up running out of gas. And you cannot, with a fighter like Leslie Smith is going to keep on applying the pressure. She ran out of the gas, and then
she was exhausted. She was sort of, it was almost like she was laying on the.
Yeah, she can. At the end, by the second round, she wasn't able to defend herself, and Leslie Smith, less like a bulldozer, just plowed her on over.
Yep.
It was a good fight. It was a great card. Because there was so much going on that week, I really wasn't that excited about this card, and man. By the end, I was just, you know, I loved it, you know, the Gunnar Nelson fight, everything. It was a great card, and for women's mixed martial arts, both fights were definitely worth watching, so I was super just pleased with this card. Anything else we're going to add? Have we missed anything?
We probably have, and we'll get notes from people saying, you didn't talk about this, but I think maybe it's time to wrap this puppy up.
Hey, I am with you. We ran a little over today, but...
A little.
Just a little bit, just a smidget. But thank you for tuning in. We plan on having a lot more, shows and not have such a huge gap. The biggest reason why has just been, like I said, the health issues that I've been running into, which hopefully are behind me. But we definitely plan on having a lot more events. A lot more shows, covering a lot more events. Once again, I'm Tate.
I'm Sarah.
Thank you, and to all, a good night.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's Mixed Martial Arts Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.